This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
It's incumbent on the Russian authorities to fully investigate who was responsible for this crime, a very serious crime that was committed on Russian soil, and to ensure the protection of the human rights of its citizens, including Mr. Navalny.
Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, described the poisoning as an attempted assassination. Mr. Navalny was brought out of his medically induced coma the other day. He had been flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolosnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The official said Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members who both successfully entered Ukraine. Anton Gerashenko, the deputy interior minister of Ukraine, said today at 4 a.m. two citizens of Belarus who run an active opposition activity against Lukashenko's regime have arrived on the territory of Ukraine from the territory of Belarus. These citizens, when talking to the border service, said they were detained against their will in Minsk together with Maria Kolesnikova. They were expelled from Belarus against their will. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in that August the 9th election. This is VOA News.